You know, one of the things that's special to me about this Steeler-Browns rivalry, we're going on a streak where I don't think we've won in Heinz Field in, I think, 13 years. When I was a little boy, I was a victim of the Three Rivers jinx. We had to go into Three Rivers Stadium, Steeler Stadium, in 1986 to break up that jinx. These AFC North battles, whether the playoffs are at stake or not, this is a team you know you're going to play again twice a year. This is your rivalries. This is when your competitiveness really needs to take over. It's imperative that you don't keep letting them get the upper hand, and it'll start with the physical play that's needed at this time of the year. Here we have the first play here. Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers are notorious for these RPO, run-pass options. If you notice, Bryant, to the bottom of your screen here, is split out in that bubble look for the pass option of it. When Ben takes the snap, he's really keying the weak safety. He's kind of in no man's land. With him taking depth, almost touching the goal line, look at how he doesn't fill into his run responsibility right outside the right tackle right here. Their center, Pouncey, doing a phenomenal job here. That's Clowney, the number one pick of the draft a few years ago, over the center, throws him with his hand, gets up to the second level to get the Mike backer to clear the hole and seal it for Bell. Now the weak safety should be coming up in there instead of dropping backwards, getting late to fill the void. Le'Veon Bell makes a miss, gets in the end zone. Well done. Le'Veon Bell leaves them so many options. His ability to make people miss, that extra guy, that extra safety coming down into the box, makes it almost impossible to play double coverage on all the Pittsburgh Steelers weapons on the outside. So they kind of play off each other. You're going to play coverage and double the wide receivers? You get a steady dosage of Le'Veon Bell. If you're going to put that safety up into the line of scrimmage, you're going to get a lot of passing to those receivers down the field. So let's go and check out the next play now. You see, it looks like just a basic play action pass to Le'Veon Bell. But what you don't see here is the Steelers, from a coaching standpoint, they believe, like I was taught from the Don Shula days, the Howard Snellenberger days, Jimmy Johnson days, that you're going to throw the ball deep 6 to 8 times a game. You design those shot type plays designed to get one-on-one coverage to take advantage of certain matchups. The Steelers do this about as good as anybody. It's the perfect down and distance setup. It's 2nd and 5 with an extra lineman in the game. That's a heavy, heavy percentage of run tendency for an offense. The Texans know that. They come in. They put all their guys around the line of scrimmage. Of course, you want to block the Pro Bowl, Le'Veon Bell, veteran quarterback, with the good hard play fake, ducking his shoulders. Look how he comes out, looking right to his right. Then at the last minute, off of perfect footwork, he lets it fly to the outside. Look at Juju Smith. Lead him outside, away from the DB. Perfectly done from a coaching perspective and an execution perspective. Again, I'm Bernie Kosar. That's a look at the Pittsburgh offense. Thanks for joining us.